Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, JP. How are you?
Oh, I'm scarred slightly.
Why are you scarred?
Yesterday, after the show, and I'm going to keep this stuff about my dad brief, but it's always cathartic for me to get it out a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
So yesterday, I'm in the room with him, and the gastro went, he's bleeding inside somewhere.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Did they finally figure that out?
Well, they're still figuring it out. Hang in there for a second.
Okay.
You're going to get the point.
Yeah.
So yesterday I'm in the room. The gastroenterologist comes in, asks a million questions. Super nice guy. Closes the drapes. I'm sitting right there. Okay, I need to give you a quick rectal exam.
Oh, my. To
and
you?
And I'm trying to escape. Next thing I know, he's lubing up his fingers and I can't move. And he's asking me questions at the same time. I'm like, and he's bam, right in my father's. I'm like, can't unsee it. Can't unsee it.
Wait, your dad was laying in bed, or make him stand up?
No, because my dad can't.
That's what I thought.
They rolled him onto his side, made him move his
leg. Here, pull a leg over.
Right, one
that's
leg.
That's what they used to do to me.
One leg had to go over, and it was like,
poof. Yeah, until we got to the Moon River
right
version
in there,
this year.
And I see my father's. I can't unsee it. It's horrible.
So you were on the back side?
No.
So, you were at the front side, so you didn't see the back.
If you're looking at my father's head laying in a hospital bed, right?
Right.
I was to his left in a chair. I would say, my chair was where his, in front of where his head was so we can look at each other and talk.
So the key question, did he pull his leg toward you or
toward
did he
me.
Pull his leg away from you?
Toward me.
Thank God he pulled his leg toward you.
Why didn't you walk out?
The guy was asking me questions at the same time.
I'll answer you later.
Nah, dude, it was like,
I gotta go.
It all happened so fast.
Email me. here's my phone. Text me.
All right. But
I got a thing.
It gets better. Well, it doesn't get better. It gets far worse.
Oh.
I just run out to Starbucks to go get coffee.
Okay.
And I call my dad to see what's going on. So last I left, he was going in for an endoscopy today.
Okay.
But now what they decided to do was some sort of nuclear test. Mm. And I guess they're going to make his insides glow.
Yeah.
I don't know. But in order to
how things move and see what color dye goes where, that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I just called Derek, my one-legged doctor friend, and he just gave me the heads up. He goes, they're going to hold off on the endoscopy, do this quickly. Hopefully, this will show them they don't have to go internally, knock them out, all that stuff. Mm. However, as I'm on the phone with him, they are getting ready to put a catheter in him.
While you're on the phone and your dad's in the room?
In that painful place.
Where the phone is?
Yeah, I go, Dad, a catheter, and I hear the nurses. Oh, I hear it. And the nurse, I go, where are they putting the catheter? I go, they're looking at your heart? He goes, no, they're putting it in my pecker. I go, and then I hear a scream.
Oh, no.
And then I hear a scream. They were actually doing it. He's on the phone with me.
Oh, my God.
As they're putting it in there. As they're doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. And so,
I pray to God I never have that done.
Me too. I'm telling you now, you gotta knock me the F out if you're gonna put that tube in that, because that tube is not a small tube.
And then you gotta knock me out again when you take it out.
Yeah.
Don't even. I didn't want to know. Oh, God.
And honestly, I don't care how you knock me out. You can hit me in the face with a brick. As long as I'm out.
Such a sissy.
Dude, that's not a sissy.
As far as that goes, I don't care.
That's not a sissy. That's fight or flight. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is your mind and your body knowing what they're about to do is horrific.
Ooh.
It's absolutely horrific.
That's one of my fears, too, is passing, a really big stone. I know many guys have done this.
Even
a little one, or they're little spiky things that go through. And after seeing those pictures we looked at maybe a year ago, I do not want to pass a spiky landmine of whatever through calcium through my urethra.
Monica, do yourself a favor. Go on Google Image and put in kidney stone.
Oh.
On it.
It looks like some horrific...
There's nothing spikier.
It looks like some horrific space rock.
They had, in medieval days, they had those spike balls they swing on chains and hit people with. Yeah. That's what these are.
They call them mace.
It looks tiny. No, it's on a fingertip. It's on a fingertip.
Looking at the wrong one. Gotta
keep
going.
Kidney stone, you said?
Yeah.
It looks tiny, but it, you know what it's coming through? Something tinier.
Right.
Oh, wow. Are you really like a head of a baby coming out of a vagina? Something tells me.
No.
Smooth.
Does that baby's head have spikes?
Yeah, it does have spikes. Yeah, that is. That spikes don't look good.
Right. Look at you toning this thing down. Like, number one, A, you've passed a baby through your vagina, which you have not.
No, but I'm also not bitching about it.
Listen.
You have to admit, she has had baby-sized things in her vagina. She just hasn't passed them out.
Right.
Feels good
just
going
kidding,
in.
Just kidding, Monica. Just a joke.
Yeah, not too far off.
But spiky things coming out.
So they were putting
That's the same thing, though.
I heard the screams. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
They're like less than an inch. They're like half an inch. The ones I'm looking at here, it looks like a little rock. It looks like a little pebble, basically.
Oh, a lot of them are way less than half an inch, but because they're spiked and going through the sensitive part, the urethra.
Right.
If ever again
you come face to face with a penis,
ever again,
I want you to take a good look at the size of that little entryway, exit way that's on the tip of it.
Yeah.
And then think of a half inch rock with spikes coming out of it.
Right. And it's
I'm not saying
this...
it feels good. Of course, it looks like it's super painful, but I mean, on a scale of what, you know, chicks have to go through on a regular, that might have to happen if you're unlucky, once or whatever, but...
You're not getting it.
It's probably close to a percentage of the pain that happens with childbirth, like the spiking pain when women are in labor. I would think that's what that feels like for a little, like a spike. It's not there for hours, but... There are some guys who are doubled over 4 hours waiting for the stuff to come out.
It doesn't look pleasant. I'll say that. It does not look pleasant.
Well, thank you for finally
understanding. But I also think guys are wusses when it comes to pain. Either way, it's got to suck.
I got a pretty good pain threshold, but that one I really dread.
After all the stuff with my back and the neck and all that other stuff, I have a very high pain threshold. Very high. I'm not. No.
Not looking to pass anything through a urethra anytime soon.
Tom on line one. Because that's a special kind of...
That's a virgin area that is smooth and everything goes smooth the way it's supposed to and doesn't hurt us until you run spikes through there.
Yeah.
Now you rip up the walls of that thing. Yeah. Now it hurts forever.
Yeah.
Tom on line one. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey there. I got a quick funny story. My ex-wife's grandfather had a heart attack. When I went to see him in the hospital, he was laying there. He had a catheter in. He pulled it out because he was trying to get out of the bed and then was trying to reinsert it himself. And he's like, hey, Tom, can you help me do this? I'm like, nurse?
Yeah. I would have been like, nurse! Honey, where's the button? Right. Give me the goddamn button.
Why would he ask you to help him put it back in?
Because he was trying to do it himself, and it was just like, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I pulled this out, and I'm trying to put it in. I'm like, you know when you're just caught off guard? I'm like, no. And he's like, help me. Like, he was genuinely like, help me with it. I'm like, no. I'm not touching your junk. I'm sorry.
Right. Not even that. That's when you just got to turn around and say, listen, Grandpa, we're not that tight. We're not. You know, you want to get your granddaughter in here to do it? That's cool. You guys are probably that tight, but I'm only married in. We're not that close.
I don't care if it's my dad or a stranger. I'm never putting a catheter in a urethra.
But somebody that had to hurt coming out, too, though, right?
Sign right there.
Well, yeah, that's what my buddy Derek said when I called him. I go, D, why? And he explained why they're doing this. I'm like, I just heard a scream that I've never heard before. He goes, yeah, you're going to hear it on the way out, too. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. My thing is this. Man. It's 2017.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't figured out a better way. You know? They haven't figured something else out. You can't, like, drill into the bladder for it. Like,
right.
You
know, I'd rather have that.
Some sort of painless laser that automatically sucks out any urine that might be in the bladder. I feel like you guys aren't trying hard enough.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Liam on line one. What's up, Liam?
Hey, good morning, guys. What Monica is not understanding is when women have children, mm-hmm. they're meant to come that way. A kidney stone, when they start at the kidney, if you've had them, when it's going to the bladder, that canal that it's coming through is almost as small as a human hair. And like you said, it's like pushing a golf ball through, better yet, a softball through a garden hose.
Yeah.
And like you said, with spikes.
Yeah.
Right. And then when, and then Monica, when it comes out, your the vagina part is actually, yes, is it bigger than the vagina? Yes. But think the other hole that you have there, the one that you pee out of, that's tiny. Tiny.
Yeah.
Really tiny.
Liam, you've passed some?
Oh, several, yes.
Really?
Honest.
Did they double you over?
Funny, you know, the first one, I was actually at work, and one of my coworkers looks at me, and she's like, you don't look so good. And I'm like laying over on my desk. I'm saying, no, I'm not. There's something wrong. But the, yeah, it's just crazy.
What, on a scale, like, what would you compare the pain to if you had to?
Oh, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, the pain was about a 12.
Yeah.
And even, and hydrocodone didn't even get rid of it. It just made it so I didn't care anymore. as a matter of fact, the very first one I had, which was at work, they took me to the hospital by ambulance. And the medic, who I was a friend with, he's talking to the doctor. And he says, doctor, look, I've had a kidney stone. If you haven't, you're not going to enjoy it, but I'm giving this patient some morphine. And the doctor's like, well, you're almost here. And he said, no, doctor, I'm giving him 10 milligrams of morphine. He goes, well, how about 2.5? He said, no, 10.
Yeah. And, meanwhile, and I would have been the patient laying there. How about 20?
Yeah, right.
No kidding.
And at that point, I was like, you know, once it just took in, you know, I was like, I didn't care that the pain was there. The pain was still there. But, right. I mean, it was, even the morphine didn't knock it, block it out.
Wow. All right, Liam.
And that was a stretch. It still hadn't gotten to the bladder yet.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's a long road.
And then when it goes to the bladder, it's got to
Well, you know how they give you the little hat, the little cone with the screen in it to try and figure out what type
no.
it is?
No. Thank God I've never had to deal with this before. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they make you use a, like, it looks like a coffee filter with mesh in it. And they say, well, we want to see what type of a kidney stone it is. Because some types they can avoid, you know, prevent. Others are like, well, geez, sucks to be you. And none of mine ever came out. So they could still be in the bladder just waiting to attack.
Really? Oh, God.
Like,
did they give you that filter to hang off your penis, like to drain, to strain stuff so they could find, is that what you're saying? Like a coffee filter for the stones?
It's not something you hang on. You just hold it there while you're going.
When you finally,
it's like a little hat, upside down hat.
Yeah, no. Nice.
All right, thanks, Liam.
Thank
you.
No
problem, guys.
Wait a minute. Adam on line 4. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I know a couple women that have actually had kidney stones and gone through childbirth, and they've actually all said that kidney stones are way worse than childbirth.
Really?
I'm not going to sit here and say anything about childbirth because, you know, men can't experience it. They have no idea. But
no idea.
Childbirth, that's a natural thing. Your bodies are designed for that. But these kidney stones, that's just another thing, another whole other ball field. So,
all right. From women who know, not an encouraging report. But thank you, Adam.
I wonder if when women get pregnant, if they ever actually fear the birth part.
Oh, like, yeah.
You do they?
Absolutely.
Because we knew right away that
my sister does. She's never had a kid, but she totally fears having kids.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I wonder if there's a lot of people, a lot of women with that,
right,
with that thought process. I wonder when women do get pregnant, you know how emotional they get and they become one with the baby and it's my baby and the baby and the baby. I wonder if that's ever so strong that it wipes out the fear of passing that thing through, you know?
You're screwed if that happens because it's going to happen. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right. Like the, well, the, you know, they knock you out. They give you enough drugs that you don't end up really feeling it anyway.
They can do that.
Unless you want to be one of those psychos. Oh, no. I have to have my child naturally. No
pain. It's my middle sister. No drugs.
I want to feel the entire experience.
Out of her mind. 4 kids.
Freaking hippies.
I don't know why she did it. Like, you don't get any trophies for that stuff. I don't understand. Right. It's like, boy, you. Yeah. Nope. Oh, if she could have, she would have had it at home, like with a midwife or something.
In a bathtub?
Yeah. My middle sister, she's tough. She's really tough. She's like four. She's like Monica. She's like 4'8". Sound familiar?
She had four kids.
She's a tough chick. The principal of a school now.
Is she?
Four kids, no meds. What?
But it's about maybe natural. You know what I mean?
Like, no, that's what she says.
People used to go in the fields and give birth. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if you can, I don't know. I don't ever want any part of any of that, but.
And three out of her four kids have pretty big heads. So I thought that might have been one of the worst. And she's small. She's tiny.
Mm.
So I can't even imagine what she went through. And I don't know why, but she did four times.
You know, when.
Okay.
And when we were at the comedy show, Robert Kelly show, there was a moment when Mike Calta and his brother were sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Those two have some melons. You know, I mean, I'm assuming they called Calta Cowhead for a reason,
right.
You know? And I'm looking at him like, I say to Brett, I'm like, those heads came out of a vagina. Holy Christ.
Not that size.
No,
moment,
obviously they were small.
Imagine they were little babies with those size heads.
But I'm like,
oh, my God.
I'm like,
still pretty big.
That mom is a badass. You know?
That's true. Amy is on line six. Hi, Amy, Roger, and JP. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just calling because I personally have had them and get them all the time, and my husband does too. With me, they have to go in and they have to actually use a laser to break them up because they are so big before I can pass them. Mm. And my husband, he is a big old redneck, and I've seen him before being out in the woods and having a tooth problem and pull out a molar with a pair of pliers and not even flinch. And
really?
When he got them, he was crying. And I've never seen the guy cry for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, literally pulling your tooth out just because it hurt, let alone passing a, you know, like a quarter of an inch sand spur practically. And he was, I mean, doubled over in pain. And, I mean, with mine, thankfully, they're big enough where they can go in there with a laser and they shoot them before I have to pass them. But, yeah, no, they are worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. And seeing him break down like that, just from something like that, oh, my God, I could only imagine.
Mm. I like the Star Wars idea of using a laser. That's great.
Yeah.
I hope they break mine down whenever, if I ever get them. I drink water like crazy. I'm hoping that helps me avoid them, but.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm going to get one.
You can actually, if you do get them and it's early enough before they start to, you know, you start to pass them, you can actually request to have them do that. Because I get them so frequently, I have to watch my diet because of them. It's just something that naturally happens.
Yeah.
And they have to go in and break them up because it happens so often.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got it.
Thank you, Amy. Good to know.
My nuts hurt. They really do. Dude, when I was on the phone with my dad screaming, like putting a cat, like I literally.
Horrible.
You know how they say, like, twins?
Yes.
If one twin is feeling something, the other one feels it?
Yep.
I was like experiencing that, obviously not to that degree, but I was like, it was one of those cover my junk, hold on tight. And
did they hang up while he was screaming, or did you get to hear the end of the scream?
I was like, no, I got to go. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Click, click. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's literally how it went.
He could still be screaming now.
That's literally how it went.
30 minutes later.
I'm like, I got to go. We're good. I'll talk to you later. I'll be there after the show.
Hopefully he's done screaming by then.
Whatever.
Man, that is horrific. Oh, knock me out. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone. We'll be right back.
What is this? I haven't heard this forever. What is it?
Brett, our producer.
Def Leppard Stage Fright.
Yeah. Wow.
Happens to be one of my favorite songs. I'm like, well, I couldn't put my...
Yeah, it's like in the middle.
What?
It's like in the middle of the song. Like, yeah, wait, I know the song, but what is it? If it starts in the beginning, it's a lot easier.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It starts out, well, welcome to my show. I never understood why they didn't open every show with that, other than the fact that he probably can't hit those notes anymore.
Could be.
I said, welcome to my show. Just the you and me, babe.
You're talking about JP's dad being in the hospital at 80, 79, whatever, and getting a catheter live on the phone while JP was on the phone with him.
They were so good before they got polished, you know?
Yeah, they were, I mean, they were still good.
Pyromania
was polished. I'm not saying they were still great.
Pyromania wasn't as polished as the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
With all that layered vocal crap.
Yeah, like robot vocals.
Right.
But Bill has, Bill's been hanging on line one. Bill, you had stones removed. What's different about your story here? In the pain or whatever?
I had mine removed, and then they put a stent in, which is about, it looks like it's about 12 inches, and it goes into your bladder. Well, they put it in while you're under. But you go to the doctor's office 2 weeks later and you're awake, and the lady tells you to hold your breath, and she goes in and she grabs the stent and pulls it out like she's pulling a lawnmower.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You're basically, you pee all over the place because it's like a fire hose when she pulls it out because it was in your bladder. It was the worst pain of my life ever.
Right, but the pee comes out of the hole in the side of your body?
No.
What are you talking
about? You're getting it wrong.
Comes out of your hole.
Into
your bladder.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's long. Yeah. Does she have to pull start a couple times? Hold on, the screaming drowned you out.
Wow.
I said, I worked in a prison and I was stabbed before, and this pain was way worse than
Now we know, catheter being pulled out worse than a stabbing. All right.
Exactly. Hey, it's fine, you guys. I'm up here in New York. I found you guys. I never knew about you.
Oh, yeah, really?
Where in New York are you?
I work in the city. I'm down in the city right now.
Where are you from, though? Where do you live?
I'm from Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay.
Well, all right, then.
Yeah.
All right, man.
A couple of buddies of mine told me about you guys.
That's cool.
Awesome, Bill. Thank you, and thank them for us. Right, we appreciate you guys. That's awesome.
A little word of mouth.
Like it.
Tell them to tell all the lady friends. That's right. Crazy. See, when I had the heart procedure done and they put the catheter in my legs, coming, one of them was thin, one of them was thick.
Okay.
That thick one coming out hurt like a bitch. I can't imagine what it's like coming out of the tip.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Out of your leg. I don't care how thick it is. Okay, I'll live with that. Ooh. I can't even imagine the thinnest of ones coming out of the urethra. That's just horrible.
I really wish we'd stop talking about this, to be quite honest.
Okay, there's only two more people. Hold on.
Oh, good.
Ronnie, speaking of ladies.
That's good.
Ronnie is online, too. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Would have been great.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Ronnie. I've had kids.
I just had surgery on Thursday. I had to go in, and they blasted the stone. They had to remove it, and then they had to scrape the tube to get the scar tissue, and then put a stent in. And let me tell you, I've given birth to 3 kids. I was in labor for 49 hours, and I will have 20 kids before I ever have to go through this again.
Oh, no. Wasn't there a local anesthetic, something?
You didn't get knocked out?
Oh, I was knocked out. Oh, I was done. I was asleep for the whole thing. But the aftermath, they took the stone while they were in there, but they left the stent in. And afterwards, like even now, almost a week later, I'm still in excruciating pain. It's really bad.
Oh, boy.
And I don't even have to pass the stone anymore because they took it. They just have to remove the stent on Friday. But,
am I the only one, while people are telling these stories, that actually feels something in their midsection?
I constantly clench.
You do, right? Yeah. Not even a clenching thing, but you feel it's almost like, you know when you get butterflies in your belly when you're nervous about something?
Yes.
You get, like, butterflies in your balls right there, like, right?
Yep.
You know, that was one of those things that I always wanted. Thank you for the call, Ronnie. That was one of the things I always wondered. Mm. That, you know when you think about, like, something happens to you and you're like, I wonder if other people feel that? Mm-hmm. Mm. When people tell me about injuries, a lot of times I'll have some sort of sensation in the body part that they're describing.
For me, mostly, it's only stuff in that area. Like, if somebody talks about a broken arm, I don't really, it doesn't faze me.
No. But
you know,
like,
what I mean? But something like that, like when they get kicked or the urethra, whatever. You're like, you know, you want to hold yourself. Like, make yourself feel better.
Okay, I'm glad you two are along for the ride. And Brett's like,
I think all guys.
All right. I think we would have lost Special Ted about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Finally, Mike, what happened to you? Not kidney stones? You broke something? What happened?
No, guys. First, great show. And second, it's the worst thing. So I broke my femur about 11 years ago or so. Open fracture. I'm talking like leg the size of a Christmas ham. Huge. I'm at home. I can't move. Laying on my bed. Yeah. My wife is there. And I said, my back is starting to hurt. Lower back. She's like, why don't you drink some water? You know, you'll be fine. And my first thought is, like, kidney stone. I don't know why, but that was, like, the first thing I thought of. about an hour, 2 hours goes by. Now, keep in mind, I am on all kinds of medication for the pain and for the swelling. So I'm already... Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm already high as a kite, basically. Back starts to really hurt. She goes, well, we should go to the ER, make sure there's nothing really wrong. Get to the ER, do an ultrasound, and I've got a kidney stone the size of a half a piece of a Rice Krispie. It's teeny tiny. It's relatively small. And they hydrate me. They wind up putting me on morphine, and it still hurt. It hurt for 4 or 5 hours in the ER, passed the guy, got rid of it, and it still hurt a week later. I would rather have a catheter taken out 15 times than ever have to do that again. It's worse. It's the worst thing. So, yeah, I don't. I'm ready. I'm like you guys. I'm ready to stop talking about it because I can feel it in my gut now. Talking about it. It's terrible.
You know, I can move on.
That was worse than your broken femur. That's what bothers me.
Worse than the broken femur. I would do that again. I would hesitate to say, but yes.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Great.
Thank you very much. All right. So drink your water. Drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. So it breaks down all that stuff in there. Calcium, fat, whatever makes those things. Mm. All right. So that's something we don't want to experience. I know my dad has had them. My friend Ed has had them.
All right. How about the baseball playoffs? What do you guys think? What do you guys think about Boston firing their manager?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Well, look at it. Listen, he made the playoffs barely this year. They looked horrible, and they were last place the last couple of years, so
this is like dead puppies. You know what I'm saying? Like anything to get our minds off of this thing.
Wow, look at that flashing light.
Yeah.
Just look over there. Something.
Yankees playing tonight. CC going against the mound against the Cy Young contestant who got blown up. First time he pitched, will he go, I'm just making stuff up. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know.
As long as none of the pitchers are named Stone, we're good.
Right. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, there used to be some. But...
Kid Stone takes the mound for Cleveland.
Right.
What time is that game tonight, Brett? 8 o'clock?
Unfortunately, 8 o'clock.
Oh, God damn it. That's too early. That's too late.
It's so late.
They were ending at 11:30 when they started at 7.
I know.
Playoff games will always be a solid 3.5.
Because there's more commercials. Because of the commercial breaks.
Yeah, well, they're a little longer, but they play it slower. They take their time, you know, because it's a playoffs and everything's critical. All of it just takes longer. You know, they make more changes. Everything. Every bit of it slows down.
They're not.
Commercial breaks are usually only 30 seconds longer.
They're not taking more time between pitches, though. They have X amount of time to pitch,
right? Yeah, I mean, not even necessarily that. But, I mean, they could be, but I think there's just more intentional stuff going on the field and more visits and more communication. You know, I think everything slows down because the commercials will be like an extra 4 minutes a game. So,
it's not
30 seconds at each, you know, half inning.
So then
nine minutes a game. Still, I mean, the games are half hour or more longer. So, I mean, there's a lot going on, so it just goes later and later, and we get suckered into staying up late.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm laying like one eye open looking. That's good.
No, what I'll end up doing is when I pop up at like 1 o'clock in the morning like I do all the time,
yep.
I'll just check ESPN real quick, see what happened, and I'll either fall back asleep with a smile on my face or just be like, mother, you know, and then I'll...
Not be able to go back to sleep.
Either way, I'm going back to bed.
All right, well, Roger and JP, it's the Bone Real Raw Radio, about 12:15. First clues for a dead guy in the envelope where you solve who the dead celebrity is, whose name is in the envelope.
Good news is Yankee bats are alive again. So we got that going for us. Us, because I'm on the team.
Right. Your young team overperforming this year. Nobody expected them to do this. House money. They are dangerous. See if they can beat the Indians, who were just so great, but... 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers.
They should have won this thing already. Girardi makes that call. There's a very good chance we're on our way to Houston.
Yeah.
We, because I'm on the team.
Again.
Still.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump.
Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.